This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm very well. How did you perceive the Super Bowl when you watched it and you know New Orleans, you lived here and so forth? How do you think the city came off, et cetera?
Well, you know, I love the city and I was so excited that it was being hosted by New Orleans again. And by the way, it was the best outcome ever because the Chiefs are my sworn enemy because of what they did to the Niners from the Super Bowl a couple Super Bowls back, right? Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, like, well, there's a saying about that, right? Like, the enemy of my enemy is my friend or something like that. So that's basically what's going on here. I'm happy that the Eagles won. And thank you guys for hosting that victory.
All I cared about was the over because, and Dr. Judy, as a clinical neuropsychologist, you can help me with this. You know, it was. I had a sizable bet on the game, and I won, and it was miserable, and I'll never do it again. Why do we put ourselves through that? What's going on mentally there, do you know?
Well, there's a dopamine kick when we take a risk, right? We take a chance. So why people love to do it. They love to gamble. They love to, you know, they love to just throw their hat in the ring just so that they can feel, one, more involved and invested. But two, when you win, it's a huge dopamine rush. And that's why you do it again, even though you selectively forget all those times you lost so much money.
See, and here's the deal. I only made three bets this year, sizable all three, and I won all three. But there was no dopamine.
Wow.
There was no dopamine, Dr. Judy. It was all nausea, and I still get nauseated thinking about it today, and I'm not going to do it again. Why didn't I get the dopamine? What do you think's going on with me?
Well, really? So what did you feel when you won all three of your
relief
bets?
Just relief.
Just relief. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Even when I cashed the tickets, I felt nothing but relief.
No. Well, maybe you'll have to get your dopamine some other way because this is obviously not working for you. I mean, this is what people sometimes think of as high, but I also get it because you had money on the line, so you were just relieved to not have lost it, right?
Maybe the wager was too large. Maybe that was the problem.
Maybe, yes. You have to hit that Goldilocks rule with wagers. It has to kind of be right in the middle, the sweet spot where you can get the dopamine. But if you lost it, it would be bummed for maybe a day, but it wouldn't be such a problem, you know?
I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but, you know, you and I.
When
we talk, who knows where it's going to go. But I know your sister's a professional poker player. Do you bet anything at all? Do you ever gamble?
Yeah, I do. When I go to Vegas, I play poker myself.
Do you?
And I have. I actually, because of my sister's coaching, I've won a few tournaments myself.
Really?
Does your training? So I have a lot of fun.
Does your training as a psychologist help you in reading people at all?
100%. 100%. And I think that it helps my sister too, even though she didn't go through professional psychology training. That's basically what she's using when she's working. So I learned a lot from my sister, and I thank her for I've had four tournament wins so far. So, you know, I thank her for that. There's no way I could have done that by myself.
Look at you. You know what I hate is when they let them wear hats and masks and all of that. Not masks, but hats and sunglasses and all of that. I think that's kind of getting away from it because part of poker is being able to read faces, right? So it's like, why not wear a Nixon mask? If you're going to do that, go ahead and wear a Mardi Gras mask. Wear a big, giant bobblehead.
Exactly. I know. I mean, I get it. And maybe it like goes into their vibe and their look. But I kind of think of it as kind of like a cheating.
I think it is. Like, no hat. Maybe a hat.
Yeah.
Maybe your head gets cold.
Maybe a hat.
No sunglasses. We don't need sunglasses and all that stuff. But enough of that.
Oh, yeah. It's so ridiculous.
Let's talk about relationships and Valentine's Day coming up, and we invited you on to talk about the key to a long, healthy relationship. I will take a step back, though, because yesterday we were talking about financial infidelity and how 40% of people, primarily Generation Zers, I think it was, committed financial infidelity on their spouse or significant other, and sometimes that can be as damaging as actual infidelity or not.
Yeah, you know, I think that's because so much of it is, one, we know that finances are one of the biggest reasons why people fight, why people argue. But secondly, there's a huge sense of betrayal when people feel like you've been going behind their back, spending the hard-earned money that is supposed to be for both of you, right? People have really strong and significant reactions to that, and I don't blame them. Not only is finances one of the most personal things to people, I mean, everybody has such a personal view about how they should manage their finances and spend their money, but also, I mean, it literally could mean life or death in some families. And so you can see why for some people it feels like the biggest, biggest kind of betrayal that they could experience.
When it comes to being honest about finances and about things that one person likes and the other person likes, no matter what the area is and different. How do you separate the negotiation part of it from the romance part of it? And I tried to phrase this yesterday, and I don't know if I'm doing a good job of it now or not. But you understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes love is supposed to be magical, right? And ethereal, and it just happens, and it's rainbows and ponies. But if you're sitting down and you're signing a prenup, or maybe it has to do with your physical relationship or your needs and wants and what I can provide and what I can't, at some point, I mean, where you decide, do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, you mean like the function of a prenup and what that does to a relationship?
Well, not just a prenup, but in general of chemistry. You can't negotiate chemistry. It's either there or not, right?
Right. Exactly. I think that chemistry obviously is something that can also change over time. You know, sometimes people think about chemistry like, okay, well, it has to feel this way all the time, like the way you feel during your honeymoon phase. I mean, clearly chemistry can alter throughout a more long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. But I do think that at least part of it is an innate or intuitive feeling. You can't really describe it, you know, and yet it's how you feel. And so it makes sense that that should be one really important ingredient in the relationship.
Maybe this is what I'm trying to ask in my own clumsy way. What is going on mentally?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With our brains, maybe it's dopamine. What constitutes chemistry, and how, what makes one person attracted to another?
You know, I think that this is a very good question. I wouldn't say that, you know, I know all of the science behind chemistry and all of the different theories about it. But I would say that, you know, sometimes people think that there's some neurochemical basis for that. And evolutionarily, it's best if we are attracted to and produce offspring with people who are genetically very different from us. Mm-hmm. And so there's actually been some studies that show that we tend to feel that kind of animal attraction. Like, we're basically just like, you look at somebody, you're like, they're attractive. Like, I like them. Like, I'd like to date them or whatever. You basically, off of that, it's usually because there's some kind of genetic diversity in, like, even like the smell of your perspiration. Like, that's one way that we know about that. I mean, there was this very disgusting study that I watched in real time. And this study was basically having all these women smell like the used towels after a workout of different men, like all strangers. They don't know who's who, right? Mm-hmm. They just like smell their used towels. And they asked them, which one smells the best to you? Like, rank them on a, you know, rank them basically from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And basically every time the person that they found the most attractive was the person that was at least genetically and most diverse from them.
Hmm. You see,
that's interesting.
Well,
study.
It is, because it's all about the brain and what goes on in the brain. And then the next question is, it's nice in the movies when one person is attracted to the other and they fall head over heels in love. But in real life, it doesn't always work that way. And sometimes one person is extremely attracted to the other person, and it's not reciprocal. We'll pick it up here. We come back. I get all fumbled up in what I'm trying to say here, because love is an ethereal thing, but yet it is a practical thing as well, because, you know, when it comes to each person's needs and each person's wants, I think sometimes we think that the magic person is out there that automatically knows everything that we need and everything we want. But yet on the other side of it, every time a relationship breaks down, it's because of lack of what, Dr. Judy?
Communication.
There you go. So that's what I'm saying. So how do you know what's supposed to be spoken and what's supposed to be unspoken, maybe is a better way to put it. 942, 18 till 10, traffic now, WWL. 948, 12 till 10, couple of minutes left with Dr. Judy Ho, our friend, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. We're talking about long, healthy relationships. Valentine's Day is coming up. So, Dr. Judy, I asked you before the break, 99.9% of relationships fail because of communications issues, yet some people go into it thinking that love is supposed to be magical and that you should automatically know what I want and I should automatically know what you want. So how do you draw the line between communicating it to death and having the magic of love there?
Such a great question. I mean, I think that one of the things that's the most important is you have to remember that as much as you would love that this to happen, the people that love you, they don't read your minds. We're all so different. And also our motivations change and it's not constant. So if you are trying to set up tests for them to see if they're going to know what you want before you even say it, you're setting yourself up for, you know, broken dreams and unmet expectations. So I think it's important to communicate it, but also be very very clear about what your expectations are now that you've communicated it. Like, well, I'm letting you know that in general, I like it when you do this. And it would be helpful in the future if I didn't have to remind you every time to do it. You know, I think that it's okay to say that, like, hey, now that you've heard me, I'm letting you know that this is a general preference of mine. So please make sure that you acknowledge my birthday every year, or like, please make sure you do something special for me for Valentine's. It might sound stupid to you, but it means something to me. So please make sure you plan something every year for Valentine's. You know, it's about doing enough communication, but then also giving them leeway to be creative, right? Don't tell them exactly what you want them to buy you, but say, well, generally, I like these kinds of things. Generally, I like surprises, or I don't like surprises. And then just let them know that it's important to you, and acknowledge that maybe they don't feel the same way, but that it is important to you. And I think that that's important, because for a lot of us, we'll say, well, but that's not what I would want. It's like, well, but yes, that's a different person, and they feel loved, and they have a different love language. And I think that this is where Gary Chapman's work on love languages can be helpful. Because it's just common sense in a way. It's like, hey, we all feel appreciated by different kinds of things, whether it's an act of service or quality time or a small thoughtful gift. And so even just starting there and saying, this is how I like to be appreciated, because that's really what we all want. We just don't want to feel taken for granted in a relationship. So if you can find a way to appreciate the person that loves you and that you love, then I think that would be a great first step.
So when that initial attraction occurs, getting me back to what when one person is attracted to the other and the other may not be, you have to in some way kind of infer what that other person likes or give them what they want. Because otherwise, even before the communication process begins, you're not going to be attracted to each other?
Yeah, I mean, I think that attraction often comes first. But okay. I think communication and good conversation is a huge part of what leads to great chemistry and makes you want to be with somebody. So I guess they kind of happen a little bit in tandem. Maybe the physical attraction comes first that makes you intrigued to talk to that person. But then if the conversation's not flowing and the communication doesn't seem like a match, I think that it would be hard to build a relationship off of that, at least past the first or second date.
Real quick, some hints for Valentine's Day coming up for people that are alone and maybe feel as though it's not their favorite day of the year?
Well, I would say that Valentine's can be a way to celebrate loves that are in your life that are not romantic. And I think that sometimes people put a lot of expectations on themselves, or they just start dreading that day, like, oh my gosh, everybody's going to be talking about Valentine's. You know what? I found that less people talk about Valentine's now than maybe a decade ago. So I think it's what you make of it, right? I think that sometimes people who are single just want to hide out during Valentine's, but why? Don't hide out. Like, take yourself out to a nice lunch, like hang out with your friends or your family. It's a way just to honor loves in your life. That's kind of how I see Valentine's Day. And I don't necessarily just think of it as time that I want to spend with my husband. I think about it as, you know, time that I want to honor the people that I really care about.
Next time we can talk about chronically overthinking, which is what I do. Thank you, Dr. Judy.
Great.
Appreciate
awesome.
Your time.
Nice to talk to you.
Are you an overthinker?
Happy Valentine's.
Are you an overthinker or not?
Oh, for sure. For yeah. sure. My brain moves faster than my mouth.
Yeah,
so.
I just wish for the love of gosh I could turn it off. Just sometimes turn my brain off.
Me too.
Thank you, Dr.
Me
Judy too. Ho, clinical forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Speaking of birthdays, we have a birthday here. Dave Cohen, our news director, is having a happy birthday today. We started talking about this at 5 o'clock if you missed it. But from our whole family at WWL and Odyssey, happy birthday to Dave Cohen. If you know him or follow him on Facebook or wherever, blow his phone up with happy birthday wishes. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll find out what Noel Norman's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.